The focus for this evening's meditation practice is the cultivation of equanimity, an internal balance of the mind and of the heart. And as always, we begin with establishing awareness of the breath around the rim of the nostrils. Very important to cultivate a persistent intention, to be very diligent in noticing the very beginning of the in-breath, and then maintaining awareness of the sensations of the in-breath for the duration of that part of the cycle, and then doing the same thing with the out-breath, aiming and sustaining. Buddha said that mindfulness of breathing is the premier practice in the process of awakening. The function of equanimity is to bring balance so that there's not too much identification with what appears in the mind or too much doubt. Additionally, equanimity provides emotional balance, not too much excitement, not too much tranquility. Focusing on the sensation of breathing does not involve any kind of narrative. It's just the mind reflecting the sensations of breathing. Staying with this process creates a quality of attentiveness and relating to what's being experienced in a way that does not require a story. In this way, it's possible to notice when the story begins with a sense of perspective, detachment. Training the mind to come back to the breath repeatedly supports this process of balancing, enabling us to become clearly aware of what's arising in the mind, without identifying with it. Additionally, paying attention to the breath persistently and carefully allows us to become aware of the level of energy in the mind. When there's too much energy, The mind is agitated, restless, jumpy. When we're not really paying attention to the breath, the mind can settle into dullness, fantasy. Ongoing breath awareness is foundational for this practice. The quality of attention that comes with persistently attending to the breath creates the circumstances in the mind so that we can notice that when sounds occur, they're just sounds. When thoughts occur, they're just phenomena, just like sounds. They're not a self. This quality of detachment very much supports equanimity. There's an awareness of what's happening in the mind, but it's regarded as just a phenomena of nature. Condition that's transitory. Every time you let go of thinking and go back to the breath, you're training the mind to actually perceive thinking as just a phenomena. And you develop the ability to notice when the mind starts to identify with thinking as being, this is who I am. And then be able to disregard that and go back to the breath. When I speak, the sound stimulates your auditory process, and the mind makes meaning out of those sounds. But that does not necessarily require a self. It's just what the mind does. Acknowledging that, going back to the breath, cultivates equanimity. more we pay close attention to the breath, investigating the changing nature of each breath, the more we're able to accurately assess the characteristic of urgency, excitement in the mind. When the mind gets too excited, it becomes agitated, undisciplined, jumpy. Alternatively, the mind can become very dull, heavy, slothful, and unworkable. The antidote for both of those is to pay close attention to the breath, noticing the changing sensations carefully alerts the mind, and at the same time provides calmness, stability. This is also equanimity. Equanimity supports the quality of quietness in the mind, but also capacity for alertness and heightened interest. Another way to work with your experience to cultivate equanimity is to practice being with discomfort in a non-reactive way. Might be an itch, an ache, feeling of restlessness, agitation, be mindful of that experience as a flow, a transitory, changing experience. Notice how the mind creates a story that is reactive, demanding of action. Disregard the story. It is just what the mind creates. Let the discomfort play out. Sooner or later, it will change. If it's an itch, it will go away. If it's an ache, it will change, and eventually it will go away also, or become less and less demanding of attention. One of the characteristics of equanimity is alert, non-reactive awareness. What's the quality of your attention right now? Are you enchanted by a story? Let it go. Gripped by urgency? Let it be. Use the breath as a stabilizing resource, a non-reactive foundation, a refuge. image that can help to cultivate the non-reactive alertness that characterizes equanimity is to imagine that your subjective self experience is like the hull of a boat in the current of a river. And that paying attention to the breath is like an anchor that's attached to a rope that proceeds off the bow of the boat and is embedded in the bottom of the river. So your subjective experience is a flow. Different objects will come to awareness, like objects floating down the current of the river. Get your attention, bump up against the hull of awareness. Just let them pass through. Don't grab them. As soon as you grab them, it dislodges the anchor, and the current takes over, drags you downstream. You simply go back to the breath, reset the anchor, and let life flow by in an alert, non-reactive way. What's the quality of your attention right now? Bring it back to balance. Investigating the breath. Let experience flow by without grabbing it. you for your practice. I wish you well.